Guardian by John Saul. For Don Cleary and Stephanie Laidman, thanks for everything. Guardian. Chapter 1. It was just the kind of day that never failed to depress her, even when she woke up feeling good. Today, the sense of impending disaster, the vague feeling of panic that had seized her when she first woke up, only worsened as the temperature skyrocketed and the hot, wet air closed around her like a straitjacket. August in Canaan, New Jersey. Temperature 93 degrees. Humidity 97%. And both climbing. Canaan, New Jersey, where there were only two decent weeks a year, one in the spring and the other in the fall. And the rest of the time it was either too hot and muggy or too soul-numbing cold. Canaan, where Marianne Carpenter had been born, and where she'd grown up, and where she'd gotten married, and where she'd had her children, and where she thought Riley, it was beginning to look as if she was going to die. If she wasn't dead already, which this morning seemed a definite possibility. And maybe not such a bad possibility, she reflected as she sipped at the coffee that had grown cold in the chipped mug. Except that if she was dead, then that meant she was now in heaven, and was due to spend eternity in a shabby two-bedroom house surrounded by a scraggly strip of brownish lawn, with a backyard just large enough to hold a rusting barbecue, some stained plastic lawn furniture, and a creaking swing set that neither of her kids had used for at least 2 years. Obviously, if she was dead, this wasn't heaven, and she must have sinned a lot more than she realized. The back door slammed open, and her daughter's voice cut through her brooding thoughts. "Isn't Daddy here yet?" Marianne stifled the tart response that rose in her throat, determined not to let her anger and mistrust toward the man she'd married contaminate Allison's relationship with her father.